KUVO Jazz, and joining me in the studio today is Denver native James Marquez. He is a lead youth violence prevention specialist. Now, James works alongside McBride Impact, a nonprofit organization that works with the youth. He also works with the Aurora Public Schools as a facilitator and mentor, offering leadership classes. With Aurora Saves, he works with teens on the borderline of getting on the wrong side of the tracks and brings them back to the one of these organizations. Now, they assist the youth in keeping their minds occupied with good things like helping others. Good morning, James. Thank you for joining me on Community Connection.
Good morning. How you doing today, Tree?
Fabulous. Now, how and when did you get involved with these youth programs? Let's start with the McBrideImpact.org.
The McBride Impact, I've been knowing Jason McBride for a while now. We worked a few places together. We did some campaigning and collecting of money from donations to such causes as Flight for Life, the veterans, things of that nature. So we worked in these places, and we always, connected. Jason McBride has been giving out backpacks for a while now. As a matter of fact, I went to a couple of their events back in, it had to be, for with Jason, it had to be like 2009, 2008 or so. He was him and his buddies were literally giving out backpacks full of supplies, and they were also doing free haircuts. That's how I got involved with Jason. We went on to work at a couple of other places and do some violence prevention together, handling some of the higher profile of cases here in Denver and around the surrounding areas, Aurora, Montbello, Eastside, GVR, over to the Westwood and all those places. We build partnership with other organizations who are on the same mission as we are. That came about again by us. Jason went exclusive with the McBride Impact, and he called me up. He said, James, are you ready? I said, Jason, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, but sometimes I do got to get ready. And you know what? We started putting our feet to the ground and started knocking it out and listening to people. We have various different things that we do now within the community, such as mentoring, leadership. Also have Jason McBride has Kids Creation, where we make ice cream from scratch. And then he hires the youth, and then they go out and they sell the ice cream that they have made again from scratch with some of the ingredients from the food pantry.
Nice.
So we're able to keep feeding the community through that and able to put a little bit of change in some of the youth's pocket as well whenever possible.
Excellent.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Now, what about the Aurora Public Schools? Where you facilitate mentoring and offering leadership classes?
Well, in Aurora, we started, if you remember, maybe about a year or two ago, there were some shootings at Aurora Central High School, and then there were some shootings over at Hinckley High School, if you remember. And that's where we really started connecting with going to City Hall meetings and over at the Martin Luther King Library. They held those once a month in Aurora. We started going out to the Rising Star, which they hold a community meeting every second Sunday of the month every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. I believe. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But we started reaching out to all these various different people where we knew the NAACP. We knew that the mayor of Aurora was going to be at. And we started talking to them about that. So everything right now is working out as far as getting us into more schools and getting us into school. When we come in there, again, we bring our mentoring, we bring our leadership classes. We've even held anime classes, teaching them how to draw, financial literacy classes. So there's a plethora of things that we bring within to these schools.
That's absolutely awesome. Now, Aurora Saves, you work with the teens there on the borderline of getting on the wrong side of the tracks. Ooh. Now, do you find them or do they find you?
Oh, you just gave me chills, Tree. Ooh. What it is is every Wednesday, the McBride Impact and a couple of other organizations, we take turns going. The Aurora Police, first of all, we get with the chief of police. Last time I was there, we had a unique opportunity to meet the new captain. We meet with the captain once a week, and then I had a unique opportunity to meet the chief of police, in Aurora. If you know, he's brand new.
Right.
So he is full-time now, taking on that. But if you and I both know what we know about Aurora, it's a lot that he just took in, right? And so what we do is they have the cases of, let's just say, I'm not speaking of anything in particular, but I'm just going to give you a real quick example. Let's just say there's a young man or woman who got caught with a gun in a robbery case, right? It's their only time being in trouble. They have nothing else on their record. So what they do is they go in and they see that these teenagers are on the borderline of maybe, you're on the fence, so to speak. You don't know if you want to go here. So what we do is partner with police. They bring the captain comes out every time, and then he brings three patrol officers. We also have mental health in the building with us, a case manager from either MHCA, which is Mental Health of Aurora, or Arapahoe County.
Sure.
They come and they say, they knock on the door and say, do, look here. We know you got this going, but if you go with this organization, again, it's various organizations. If you go and you take their program, we will then do what we call, and not exactly a deferred judgment, but it's like a deferred judgment. We'll wipe it off. We'll expunge it. But you have to go through this program and you have to graduate. Again, that means the financial literacy, the mechanical training, whatever it is, you have to be there. And that's what we offer at the McBride Impact.
That's wonderful, because mental health is a big issue, especially today after the pandemic. It's really hit a lot of people hard. So tell us about the Box State Mo Boys LLC.
Oh, Box State Mo Boys. We started this in 2019. I LLC'd it in my then 15-year-old son's name. He was now 19 with over 81 customers throughout the Denver metro area. I gave him the paperwork. I gave my sons, I got three of sons that are under the age of 18 right now. And I gave them the paperwork, had them fill it out, had them go down with me I had them sit through the 12-week financial literacy class. I had them sit through the 8-week automotive class, the maintenance class. I had them so that they would know how to maintain. The Box State Mowboys is a landscaping company. So they needed to know how to maintain the chainsaws, the weed eaters, the blowers, all of this comes with a motor that takes oil, different kind of oil, this, that, and the third, right? So really, a lot of people that I know are like, I want my kids to be a basketball star or a football star or whatever, star there. I just say, I really don't want my kids to play for the NBA or the NFL. I want them to own the NFL team.
Well,
So I helped them build that relationship with the clients. So then they go hire their friends and then they pay them out. And that's how they learn to run their own business.
That's a wonderful thing. And so tell us how we can, because it's coming up on the summertime. We're coming up on the wintertime and people are going to be needing their snow shovels and things like that, especially the elderly. So how do these people get in touch with you or the Box State Mo Boys?
They can reach us through the McBrideImpact.org, or they can call me directly at 303-356-3274. Again, 303-356-3274, and we'll get them a quote right over.
Okay, very good. James, I want to thank you for taking time to join us here on KUVO's Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.